research and innovations for the public sector, politics and business. News from the Department Administration, Economics, Security, Politics at FH Campus Wien.
Hi, welcome to my first podcast. This is the first episode of my podcast in which I will talk about my research project, which I just started in February 2023. But first, I'll briefly introduce myself. I'm Julia Dalvik. I'm a sociologist and currently working at the University of Applied Sciences, FH Campus Wien, in Vienna, in Austria. I'm researching and teaching at the Department of Public Management. And before that, I've been working at different research institutes and teaching at several universities in Austria. In my research, I've always been particularly interested in the relation between citizens and the state, and in particular the public administration. I'm primarily using different qualitative methods, and particularly like being in the field and engaging with people. For my dissertation, I've studied the administrative practices of asylum decision making, and most recently I've been studying the work of public ombuds institutions. And this is also the topic that I continue to work on in my current project. The project I will be discussing in this podcast is funded by the Austrian Science Fund, more specifically by the Elise Richter Program, and the project is funded for a duration of 4 years. I plan to use this podcast to give an insight into the overall research process from the beginning to the end, and I would be happy to make this podcast a bit interactive, so if you have any questions or comments, please just send me an email. You will find my address on my website, and I will try to answer or integrate it in the next episode. Let me first outline in very general terms what this study is actually about. The starting point of my investigation is that digitalization is increasing everywhere around the globe, and it concerns different parts of our daily lives. The aspect that I have been particularly interested in my research so far is citizens' interaction with the state, especially with the administrative bodies, and getting their rights as citizens. And this is also the key question of this study. How do citizens interact with the state, or rather with the administration, regardless of the issue concerned, in an increasingly digitalized world? What are their experiences, both positive and negative experiences? At this point, public ombuds institutions come into play, as they are, on the one hand, responsible for monitoring the public administration's actions, and on the other hand, they're also there to guarantee citizens' access to justice, in particular administrative justice. In that function, the ombuds, as they're also called, are perfect observation posts for studying which problems citizens encounter when they interact with the administration in all different ways, including analogous as well as digital means. And of course, to understand citizens' experiences, it's also crucial to not only get the ombuds perspective, but also to talk to citizens. So this is the main interest of the study. To make things a little bit more complicated, there is another aspect that I'm interested in. To what extent are the challenges that citizens encounter and the measures that public administrations and ombuds undertake to ensure the equal access to justice in the context of digitalization? To what extent are they similar or different in different local contexts around the world? There is not very much empirical research about these matters that I've just mentioned, but the existing research focuses to a large extent on the situation in European countries, and we see quite some commonalities. For instance, in issues such as who are the main users of ombuds institutions, what are their socio-demographic, socio-economic characteristics, for example. For this reason, the lack of data from around the globe, I've decided to study the situation in different geographical areas outside Europe. I will tell you more about the selected countries and the reasons for choosing them in the next episode. I hope you've now got an understanding, at least, of the key aim of this research. In the remainder of this episode, I will share with you briefly what happened so far in the project. Together with my colleague Ruth Siebenaller, who assists me in the project, we've produced a literature review on access to ombuds institutions and in the context of legal consciousness and legal cultures. Much of the time has also gone to organizing field access for the field research. More on that I will tell you also next time. And other organizational issues, including such mundane problems as buying a good recorder suitable for both interviews and podcasts, for example. A highlight of the first half year was definitely the possibility to meet ombudspersons from around the world, since there was a board meeting of the IOI in Vienna. The IOI is the International Ombudsman Institute and it has its seat in Vienna. This came in very handy, of course, for me, since I'm also based in Vienna, and I thought it would be a formidable opportunity to talk to ombudspersons face-to-face about my study and discuss with them the possibility to do research in their institution. Another rather time-consuming activity was the mandatory application for a research license in Northwest Territories in Canada. So now you already know one of the countries I'll visit. And for that application, my proposal also first had to go through the ethics commissions of my university. So overall, that was quite a long process, but also an interesting process. So I will say something about the organization of the field access next time. The last point I want to mention are the conferences that I participated in so far, although, of course, there are no research findings yet. It was definitely helpful to discuss my study design and get input from expert colleagues. In June, there was the ISA conference in Melbourne, the conference of the International Sociological Association. And since I participated virtually and due to the time difference, I had my presentation at 2:30 in the morning, which was quite an interesting experience. It was a session on institutional ethnography in social legal research, and I presented my research design and some questions about field access. As I already mentioned, I will dedicate a bit more time to this issue in the next episode. At the same conference, I also organized and chaired a session on sociology of complaints and complaint bodies with highly interesting contributions from India, Australia, and also from the UK. In the beginning of July, I presented at the conference of the Austrian Sociological Association, which was held this time in Vienna. And my presentation here was particularly about the commonalities in the barriers to access to justice and the barriers related to digitalization, which are in fact quite similar since they include such factors as literacy, as well as costs, availability of infrastructure, personal resources, skills, and so on. And in the end of August, the conference of the Research Committee of the Sociology of Law of the ISA took place in Lund in Sweden. And there I discussed some theoretical approaches that I'm working with and working on in my research. Last but not least, I want to mention that together with my colleague Axel Pohn-Weidinger, we just recently published a special issue on the sociology of complaints and complaint bodies in the German Journal of Law and Society. It's become a great collection of papers with contributions from the UK, the Netherlands, Germany, and Austria. So have a look at them if this sounds interesting to you. That was it for now. Thank you for listening and let me know if you have any questions, comments or suggestions. Stay tuned.
Research and Innovations. Department, Administration, Economics, Security, Politics at FH Campus Wien. FH Campus Wien.